Hello and welcome to the I Discover interview series with Gal Stiglitz, the founder, CEO, Chief of Philosophy at I Discover 360. I Discover's mission is to enable people to live more fulfilled, purposeful, and inspiring lives. And they design this through cutting-edge personal development solutions for individuals, teams, and businesses to help them make the most of their human potential. These are tastacles to give you a flavor of the huge amount of content that's available in iDiscover. Today, we're going to be talking about how to find your purpose and passion in life. Gal, over to you.
Thank you, Nick, for the question. So the good news are that you don't need to work so hard to find it because it's already there. It's really just in front of you. And the things that you need to practice is deep listening. So basically, to find that, you have to go through a process of listening, collecting the dots, and then connecting the dots. Steve Jobs said in his commencement speech in Stanford University, he said, "You cannot connect the dots looking forward. You can only connect the dots looking backward." And the truth is that we all lived long enough to collect a lot of data and a lot of feedback from our life about what's really working for us and what isn't. So the first thing to do is really to practice deep listening and see where what are the things that already that you do or you did in your life, and when you do them, they you feel alive, you feel more present, you feel more enthusiastic. I'll share with you a really funny story
Please.
about me and the process, that I went through. But I remember, like, I asked myself exactly the same questions that you're asking me now, about 17 years ago. I was 2 years after I moved to London. I was in the tech industry. I was quite in a job that I was quite enjoying. But I could see there is some kind of a gap between how much I enjoyed or how much it is fulfilling to the things that I did after work. And I found even more fulfilling, even more joyful for me. I was organizing different social gatherings and panels and so on. And that was for me like, oh, that was the highlight of the day. And I remember like just walking back home from a day of work and asking myself, okay, God, so if you win the lottery, and you win 20 million pounds, will you go tomorrow back to the office to do your work, or you will do something completely different? And I knew I'm not going back to my work. As much as it was enjoyable, I knew I'm not going to go to back to my work. I'm going to do something else. What exactly, I didn't know. But that was already for me some kind of alarming bell. And it sent me into some kind of a quarter life crisis. So I was finding myself like on Saturday afternoon sitting when I was staying in London, I was sitting in a place called Ottolenghi. A friend of mine just opened a place, Ottolenghi, Yotam, and I was sitting there on next to just a long, a white long table, sketching on my notebook, sitting trying to sketch on my notebook. What is my passion in life? What is, what to do with my life? So that was like my Saturday afternoon, and as I'm doing that, a person that sits next to me, we're starting to have a he have a coffee, I have a coffee, we're starting to have a chat. One thing led to another, we're having a long chat. 1 hour later, this guy is telling me, "Gal, that was, this conversation was really interesting. I really found it very, very helpful. Do you mind if I take your number? We stay in touch." I said, "Sure, no problem, of course." I enjoy it, and I would love to have another coffee speaking about these kind of things. And off we go, and I go back to my notebook, trying to, you know, sketch to myself and to think, okay, what should I do with my life? You know, I don't want to stay in the tech industry, but I know I want to do something different, but what exactly is? And I'm trying to sketch it. And one thing led to another. Another lady sit next to me. She have a coffee. We're starting to have a chat. Hour and a half later, she tells me, Gal, that was really interesting. You made me think in a way I didn't think about it before, about things. And do you mind if I take your number? We stay in touch. I really find it like very useful talking to you. And I say, sure, of course, yeah. Let's stay in touch. So basically what I'm trying to say, you know, my passion, which is basically, you know, helping people to live more fulfilled life and more meaningful life, more inspiring life, was there just in front of me. Yep. The elephant was in the room. Just
in front of your nose.
Just in the edge of my nose. But I'm like so stuck in a bubble of thinking about life in, you know, in terms that are, you know, what, you know, in the terms that I used to think about life, in the same lens, in the same, you know, filter. So I just couldn't see it, but it was there. So in a way, what I'm trying to say is that, you know, we all already live our passion. We all already living it. It's there, left, right, and center. We just, you know, so discounting it, and so, you know, thinking in terms of the way society thinks, and we just don't see it. So the invitation here in the, you know, in other words, is just like to try and look what your life demonstrates, to try and, it's a bit of an out-of-body exercise to watch yourself from the side and to see what is that that you do, what are the things that you do that you really come to life, that you're really enthusiastic about, that you really, very distinguished from any other things you do. When you do this thing, whatever it is, maybe it's when you do the gardening, maybe it's when you do, you know, looking and browsing the internet, looking at cars, maybe whatever it is, you already have an indication there for something that you have great passion. And if you be proactive in designing a life around it, you will be heading to the promised land of living fulfilled life.
That's interesting. And I think for those that are listening here who are still wondering, how do I work that exercise? Then actually a good place, a resource for them to tap into is a free discovery call, which you are offering at Adai Discover. So we're not have time to cover this today, but I, you know, for that personal touch and for people to listen in, then actually they can go to www.idiscover360.com, and there they can register for what we're calling a discovery call. It's just a 30 minutes, no more, a one-on-one consultation call with one of your trained coaches. But what would they experience in this call?
I think, you know, just clarity. They will just like get a lot of clarity on where exactly they are and what can be a really beneficial step forward. So, and I think clarity can save a lot of time and energy for people. So, and I would just like, I would just like to add that, you know, what we do in iDiscover, we have a very effective, proven tool to help people to save a lot of time and energy in finding their, you know, their passion, their purpose. Whatever process that I've been going through in my life, I just took it and basically translated it into a very clear process that you can go in a matter of hours. Have clarity to the levels that for me took, you know, quite a while. So basically what we suggest is to help people, to save a lot of time and energy through using a proven tool, a proven process.
A proven process that you've done with hundreds of people, and they can access that just by going to your website, and they can choose a time to book themselves in. And it's a free 30-minute call for this to get this clarity. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. So once again, www.idiscover360.com. Thank you very much for your time today, Gal.